Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is Rich Carmona, doing fine.
Oh, thank you for joining us, Dr. Pleasure. Carmona. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I am rolling, and I guess we'll jump right in here. Since this is the year of the healthy child, why don't we begin with some of the tips that you're suggesting mothers keep in mind during their pregnancy?
You bet. Thanks so much for bringing that up, because the year of the healthy child is really the umbrella over all of these issues that are germane to raising healthy children, including this month, which is the National Breastfeeding Month. What we did in the past year was to highlight some of the gaps in the growth and development of children, beginning prenatally, and look to see where we can improve their health status. And we figured early on we had to start prenatally, because there's still about 150,000 birth defects in our country every year, and about 80% of those are preventable with good prenatal care, with moms eating healthy, taking vitamins, taking folic acid. Many of the birth defects can be eliminated, and we have a better chance then of giving birth to a healthy baby. After birth, getting tied in very quickly with a pediatrician, making sure growth and development are appropriate for their age, making sure the baby gets the appropriate immunizations, and so on, is extremely, extremely important, as is the concept of breastfeeding, which we are concerned that we have a lot of room for improvement there, because breastfeeding clearly reduces the amount of infection in children, at diarrhea, ear infections, respiratory infections. It improves growth and development, and your child has a less of a chance of being obese later in life, some of the new information is showing. So for all of those reasons, it ties together very nicely.
Okay. What are is the reason that we're talking about this now, that there's more of an increase of mothers not breastfeeding and not knowing some of this information, or is it just to highlight it?
Well, it's both. We need to highlight it because we still have room for improvement. If you look at the data, up until about 1950, almost all women breastfed. But then as our society changed, more moms went to work, a lot of things changed culturally. We found that by 1967, only about 25% of women were breastfeeding. Now we find that a few months after birth, up to about 65% or so of women may be breastfeeding, but then that drops down at 6 months to 27%. And we know that the best chance for your child to have an appreciation of reduced risk of infection, reduced risk of obesity, is for moms to breastfeed at least 6 months. And so we have a lot of room for improvement, since at 6 months we're still at only about 27% of moms breastfeeding.
Well, and I would imagine one of those reasons might be because most women get maybe about 6 weeks off once they have their baby for maternity leave. Are companies being more open to allowing mothers to do what they need to in order to continue breastfeeding their children?
There is a movement in that direction, as I think you probably are aware, to try and make not only companies but all aspects of our society much more sensitive to the importance of breastfeeding and allow opportunities for mom to breastfeed. It's not only more time off, but many moms have the ability to bring their children to work with them in a they'll have a nursery there. Moms take a break and breastfeed during the work day. Other options would be to store breast milk so that your baby has access to it when you're not available for breastfeeding. And those options are specific for individual moms and can easily be worked out between the mom and their pediatricians and the work site or wherever they may happen to be. But the importance for us is that every child has access to breast milk when they need it.
And I know there are some places people can go, women can go in particular, for more information on this subject.
Yes, there are. Certainly you can go online to our website at www.surgeongeneral.gov. www.womenshealth.gov is also an excellent resource of information for women. And the www.laLecheLeague.org, which provides information on breastfeeding.
And I guess if just to kind of wrap it up, what's perhaps the one or two most important things that women should know about breastfeeding their children?
That breastfeeding your children has the potential to give you healthier babies, less infection, and in the long run makes them less likely to have obesity, which is a big problem in our society today, and that we have 9 million children who are overweight or obese, and that's an epidemic upon us.